The real issue at the moment is that farmers are still left, that they don't know what's happening, that they haven't got any sense of when they'll receive the balancing payment. I know you announced that it's going to come shortly. Farmers still don't know what their score is. They don't know what fields they have work to do on that they could improve, that they could see that there's issues that they could do for to up that score. They don't know where they are because they haven't got the details. And the reason they haven't got the details, for most farmers, and this is what was reflected at the meeting that I attended in Drumshambo, was that they felt that the department had come out with this scheme in a rush and hadn't thought it through and hadn't got the rules and the regulations in place and were unsure of what they were doing themselves. And if the department appears like that to farmers, it's very difficult for farmers for to comply with it if they feel that they don't know what they're actually being asked to comply with. And that's, I think, a difficulty in regard to the acre scheme. I think the delays are going to have an adverse effect because, as you know, it's a five-year scheme. And as it's running on with all of this happening, we're in a situation now where some farmers haven't got the score for their land. They don't know where they stand. We're coming into the winter months. They'll certainly not be able to know what biodiversity measures they can take for to enhance that. So I think there needs to be an acceptance that there needs to be a great deal more flexibility in regard to how this scheme can work. Because we don't want to see a situation where farmers who are in the acre scheme are the first ones is going to be having to find their way through this particular legislation that we're bringing through here today. We want to get the schemes right in the beginning so that we don't have situations where farmers are going into appeals or going into problems in the future.